Hi, I'm Andrew Beale, and today's podcast, my first official podcast, I'll be sharing with you an extendable knowledge, which is not all that extendable, on RSS feeds. What are they, I hear you ask? RSS is a family of web feed formats specified in XML and used for web syndication. RSS is used by, among other things, news websites, weblogs or blogs, and podcasting, such as this one. The abbreviation stands for Really Simple Syndication. Really simple. Web feeds provide web content or summaries of web content together with links to the full versions of that content. RSS in particular delivers the information as an XML file called an RSS feed, web feed, RSS stream, or RSS channel. In addition to facilitating syndication, web feeds allow websites' frequent readers to track updates on the site using an aggregator. There's many aggregators around. So, how are they used? As the mainstream media attempts to realize the full potential of RSS, the news media is utilizing RSS by bypassing traditional news sources. Consumers and journalists are now able to have news constantly fed to them instead of searching for it. Laziness, if you ask me. Although it is a very effective way to keep up to date on anything and everything. A program known as a feed reader or aggregator can check a list of feeds on behalf of the user, which is you, and display any updated articles that it finds. Web-based feed readers and aggregators require no software installation and make the user's feeds available on any computer with web access. On web pages, web feeds are typically linked with the word subscribe and the famous little orange rectangle with the letters XML or RSS. That's all I know about RSS, and that's all you need to know too. Thanks for listening, and be sure to catch me again next time for another dead exciting podcast.